Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Appearance and dress reflect respect and norms of a society or culture. Respect for ourselves and those around us, and for the standards of conduct and behavior of the people we live with. Both of these things have taken a fall in relevance and importance today. Today, you are likely to see people out and about looking as if they just rolled out of bed, grabbed their keys, and went on their way. No personal grooming or hygiene, bedroom slippers or flip-flops, and barely covering their nakedness. Young men and boys, and some older men also, going about exposing their underwear for all to see as if they had no need for pants. People are likely to be seen in many different settings: medical offices, business offices, waiting rooms, shopping malls, government and education buildings, workplaces, and just about anywhere else, dressing as if to say appearance doesn't matter. This lack of respect people have for themselves and others is one reason they find it hard to relate to Jesus' parable about a man being tossed for not coming properly dressed to a wedding. Many say, "What's the big deal?" There are still times today when an invitation is given to an event and the dress for that event is stated, implied, or known. Those attending the event will prepare themselves and get ready according to the expectations of those who invited them. God has likewise extended an invitation to mankind to come to a wedding between his son and his bride, along with the dress expectations. Those in attendance are expected to dress in such a way as to show respect for him, his son, the bride, his guests, and themselves. The man in the parable showed up without this respect. He wore something that revealed his lack of preparedness and respect for the occasion and those in attendance. Likewise, the parable is intended to say to all the 2.3 billion people who have invitations to heaven by stating they are Christians, they also are dressed improperly for heaven if they have not and are not making preparation to go by getting ready. They are making the mistake of thinking proper appearance or dress, which is how they live in obedience to the will of God, isn't important, and therefore they make little or no effort to dress or get ready for the wedding. As a result, they would therefore show up improperly dressed and be removed from the event. The sermon, Improperly Dressed, hopefully will provide you with a fuller understanding of this parable. Be sure to download our mobile app and to visit us online or on social media and leave us a comment or question. That's all for this segment of the Shepherd's Voice. It is my prayer that we will receive the kingdom God has prepared for us and those we and he loves and cares about. Thanks for listening, and until next time, fear God and keep his commandments.